You're listening to the TWIGO Fellowship podcast. You're interested in the TWIGO Fellowship, but want to know more before you apply. This series is designed to give you an inside perspective about the fellowship. We spoke with some of our fellows and alumni to give you their perspective. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the TWIGO Fellowship podcast. Today, we want to discuss connections. The TWIGO Fellow and Alumni Network is recognized as one of the strongest professional networks in the nation. Today on the line, we have Amy Dufour with us. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Shaquille. How are you?
I'm doing well. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
My name's Amy Dufour. I recently graduated with an MBA from the Wharton School, and I currently work full-time at Bank of America Merrill Lynch as an investment banking associate in their power and renewables group.
Wow. And what were your initial thoughts about TWIGO, and why did you want to be a part of the fellowship program here?
So prior to business school, I was working abroad in Singapore. I worked for an impact investing firm called Impact Investment Exchange Asia. And when I loved working in impact investing, but wanted to transition more to doing larger deals and actually coming back to the United States because I lived abroad for 7 years, people told me, okay, as you're applying to business school, you should really look into the TWIGO Fellowship because one, it's an incredible network of people that are within the finance industry across the globe. And they have a really strong network in the United States. And when you're looking to transition back to the US, when you're looking to make a career really on the kind of investing side of kind of the broader financial services industry and really advising companies, TWIGO has, you know, really great alumni that can mentor you throughout that process. And so for me, when I applied for business school, I really also applied having the TWIGO Foundation and that network in mind.
And when you attended those TWIGO events, how did it feel being around MBA candidates with similar aspirations? And how did that help drive you?
So that was incredible, actually. So many of the people that I met at TWIGO Catapult, I'm still friends with, whether or not they ended up becoming fellows. It was really interesting to hear different people's career paths and how they were thinking about really creating a stronghold within finance. I thought that was really inspiring, particularly being around so many women of color who had committed to having careers in finance and ones who had perhaps been in a certain segment of the finance industry before and were looking to transition. When I was going through the recruiting process and I had questions or concerns, those were some of the first people that I reached out to. It felt like a really safe space, and will always be grateful to TWIGO for kind of creating that opportunity for me.
So it sounds like you made a lot of great connections with other MBA candidates, whether or not they went with the TWIGO Fellowship. How did you make connections, and what kind of caliber of companies did you meet with while attending TWIGO events such as Catapult?
So met a ton of companies at Catapult. I mean, you know, you get all the big bulge bracket banks. You have a lot of great investment management firms. You also have people that are the social impact side. And I actually got my full-time job through a TWIGO event. So this is also kind of funny. In the beginning, I knew that I wanted to be financial services, but I wasn't sure whether I wanted to go the investment banking route or investment management. And TWIGO had a day on the job at Bank of America Merrill Lynch. And I met a recruiter there named Iris, who was just this wonderful woman. And I had started telling her, I'm thinking about investment management. And she said, no, I think you would be really great for investment banking. We've got a great culture here. You said that you were interested in environmental impact. We've got a really strong power and renewables group. And I wasn't sure, you know, which path I would go down. And it's really fortuitous that that was the first bank that I had met even before I started business school. We had this day on the job. And it's the bank that I ended up summering with, getting a summer internship and then coming back full time. And I think all of the things that I was exposed to during that first day on the job were true. And one of the reasons I've, you know, enjoyed my transition into full time so much.
Wow. And what kind of companies did you meet with at these TWIGO events?
So, you know, we had, as I mentioned, we had the big bulge bracket. So we had Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan. We also had other investment management firms like BlackRock, T. Rowe Price. Those are the ones that really come to mind. There were other people as well, like Goldman Sachs' Impact Investing Group was there, which was really interesting. A woman from Next Street, which is a social impact advisory firm that has offices in New York and Chicago, was also there. Turner Impact Capital, a social impact kind of private equity firm. So it really ran the gamut. So for depending on whatever area of finance you're interested in, and not to mention, like, let me go through like all of the kind of VC firms. It's an area that Twigo is trying to build out. So if you want a career in finance, the Twigo Foundation has done a really great job of creating a network across different industries and subsectors or verticals within finance. And I think whether you're looking to make a transition or just connect with really smart people in different areas of financial services, I mean, the best place to go is Twigo.
And what advice would you give for individuals looking to join the Twigo Fellowship Program?
I think be one, really passionate and committed to having a career in finance. Twigo has done such an incredible job over the past many years, creating these relationships with employers, you know, maintaining and sustaining these connections with Twigo fellows and alumni. And I think that, you know, one, making sure, you know, knowing that that's an area that you're really interested in is key. I would also say that making sure that you get to know the Twigo Foundation staff. I mean, they're incredible, incredible people. And they know so many people within the industry and they're really like family. And so when you go to these, you know, events like Catapult and the different APACs that they have, really, you know, take the time to not only get to know your fellow MBA students, but also the people that make it happen within the Twigo Foundation, because they're going to be incredible resources for you moving forward. And then I think lastly, it's all about giving back. So when Twigo fellows contact me and ask for my time asking about, oh, you know, I heard you were in impact investing before, or you've transitioned to banking and would love to just chat with you about how you made those transitions or how you leverage Twigo, I think take the call and give your time, because it's really all about paying it forward. And I think that's also really important. So if you want to do that and are committed to getting more diverse people within the finance industry, then that's another thing that you'll be, you know, really passionate about.
Connections. The Twigo Fellow and Alumni Network is recognized as one of the strongest professional networks in the nation. Thank you so much for joining us, Amy.
Thank you, Shaquille.
Thanks for listening. Tune into our other podcasts about the fellowship, where we speak with other alumni and fellows about their experience as well. And if you still have questions, send us an email at apply@twigofoundation.org.